Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast tonight. I am actually re-recording this. I'm probably going to make this like 10 minutes. I use these podcasts, and I think I say this a lot, but as my own therapy in a way, as a way to get my thoughts out and to find optimism, hope, and positivity, because I think talking about your problems, expressing your feelings is a way to overcome them. You know, overcome problems and to better deal with your feelings in life. Life isn't easy, and I feel like a lot of times we feel alone. I think one of the things I've realized when doing these podcasts and talking to people about these topics is that a lot of the things that I go through are things that people are going through or have gone through or even going through worse things than me. And I know that doesn't sound like, oh, great that people are suffering and having problems as well. But I think it gives us hope as individuals, because it makes us realize that we are not alone. And what I'm feeling is not weird. It's just a human feeling. And what I'm experiencing is not unique and at least fully unique, right? Everyone's experience is unique, but not fully unique. It's just something that human beings experience. You know, for example, like when I was going through my breakup, which I'm still hurt from, crazily, and I can get into that, I thought I was like the only one. No one understood me. No one got me. But then you start reading and you're like listening to music and stories about breakups. And it's like you hear all these stories and these songs and all these things. And it's like, wow, there are some people out there who had it much worse than me. And they got through it. They got through it. They found someone new. They became better because of it. And that's what I've been doing. I mean, I can tell you that I'm like 10 times better than I was. I think the pain that I still feel, and this is not what the podcast episode is about, but the pain that I feel is when someone leaves you and you don't know why, and you question everything before that. So I have, like, for example, I have a few friends or former friends. I don't know if they consider me friends anymore, that don't respond to my text messages anymore. I haven't heard from them in months. Like, one of my good friends, I just haven't heard from in almost a year. Like, just cut me off. I still don't know why. I really wish I knew why, but I just haven't heard from them. And it's as painful as my breakup, because I don't really know why, and I feel like everything before that in our friendship and then, you know, for my relationship means nothing. Like, what did all that all mean? You know, if you can be my friend one day or be in love with me one day, and then the next day just completely switch off and go on the opposite side and just not even recognize me, not even acknowledge me, like, how does that make me feel? Where's my hope and where's my trust in people? So I think, and it's funny, I talk to people about this, and they've said that they've experienced similar things. It's hard. And I think people in general are sometimes very selfish, and they don't know how this makes people feel. But it's probably one of the worst feelings you can experience, when you have someone that you care about and you think that they care about you, and they just, you mean nothing to them. So that's something that I've been really struggling with, and I think one of the ways that I've been dealing with it is focusing on the people who do care about me, and focusing on the most important person who cares about me and who I care about, and that's myself. And that's not to say that you shouldn't focus on the people who do care about you right now. A lot of people, good people in my life who care about me, who I love dearly. But at the same time, the only person at the end of the day who will always love me is me and my dog. And in the end of the day, it does come down to still me. And I realize that I can get love from other people and get care from other people, but that stuff is not promised, and that stuff is not infinite. And it's hard, because it's very hard to love yourself all the time. And very hard to care about yourself all the time. And that's why people look for others to get love and get care, because sometimes you need that support system. But for me, I realized that that's just not how it is. It's life is unfair in a lot of ways, and that's one of the ways life is unfair, is that, you know, in the end of the day, people are living their own lives, and if you don't fit in their ideal life, then you mean nothing to them. And that's not to say these people who did this to me are bad. I wish they didn't, and I wish, you know, they could hear my pain from this. But at the same time, it's life, and they're human beings, and they have the right to do so. And maybe I did something wrong. You know, I mean, my relationship, I did do something wrong. I've spoken about that I wanted to improve myself. But with my friends who don't answer, or former friends who don't answer, I don't know. I still don't know. And it hurts. But today's podcast is also about kind of dealing with, it's similar because it's dealing with the uncontrollables, but it's dealing with something that you're given in life. And I've spoken about this a lot in this podcast, you know, partially my visual disability and partially my ADHD. I may have not said some of the things explicitly, but you can read through the lines that I have some kind of difficulty, some kind of obstacle in my life that I'm still struggling with and I've struggled with. And you have to remember before I get into this that the obstacle is away. I am who I am because of the obstacles I have. I've become the person I am because of the obstacles I've had to overcome. And I will become the person I'm supposed to be because of the obstacles I will overcome. So you need to stay positive when you're looking at these struggles and obstacles. And, you know, you need to realize that, yes, it's unfair, but no one ever asked you to live. You've been given this gift. And no one ever asked you what kind of body you want or what kind of mind you want. So accept what you have and find a way to live life and enjoy. For me, I have a visual disability. I really don't see much in my right eye. I don't see anything in my left eye. It's quite significant, and I don't expect anyone to really understand because they're not me. And it's the most difficult thing for me to is it, one of the most difficult things for me to do is explain. Because it's like, yeah, I don't see this, I see this, I don't see that. And it's like, yeah, they get it somehow, but they don't really get it because I don't see day to day. And I may see more than they think I see, and I may see much less than they think I see. But it's difficult. It's definitely difficult. Seeing things on the computer, my phone, it's difficult. It's not easy. But that being said, I've figured it out so far in my life, and I've gotten to this point in my life where I'm proud, and I know I can get further. But I still have mishaps. And then coupled with that, I also have ADHD. So ADHD, for me right now, it's very hard for me to focus on multiple things. It's very hard for me to focus on one thing or get multiple things done. I do it a lot of times because I'm very disciplined in certain moments. But there's a lot of times where I'm not organized. I forget things. And it's not necessarily I want to intentionally do it. It's just that my mind works differently. There's a lot of positives to ADHD too, and I can get into that. But I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about how to deal with, you know, these two things and when you make mistakes and whatnot. So this week I made a mistake in an email. It was a really stupid mistake. It was kind of a big deal. You know, I'm really hoping that it calms down and it's not that big of a deal. But I made a mistake. There's no way around it. There's no way saying like, oh, you know, it's because of this. It's because I read something wrong. Probably because I couldn't read the sentence properly from on my phone. And I, instead of, you know, confirming and thinking logically because I knew this information prior, I acted impulsively and I sent the email and I sent it wrong. And, you know, it wasn't a big deal at first, but then it caught up and it's kind of a big deal right now. And a lot of people who I talked to about it are saying that I'm giving myself a hard time. It's kind of probably going to wash over. You'll probably be fine. But for me, it was an eye-opener, and whatever happens, I'm proud that I experienced it in the way that I did so I can learn from it. Not that I did it, but that I can learn from it and be better, because it showed that if I'm doing something that's difficult for me, I need to take it up 5 levels to be careful. So if someone looks at their email twice, I'm going to have to look at my email 5 times. If you know, you're going to take the 5 hours during the day to do work, I'm going to take 8. And that's what I did in high school. And that's what I did in college. I got extra time. And that's how I got to where I am. And I realized that I need to do that as well at work. I need to not come up with excuses saying, oh, it's because I didn't see this, or I didn't understand that, or I couldn't focus on this. That's all excuses. It's so easy to come up with excuses, and there's a lot of people in this world who have excuses, and that's why they're not further in their life. But the key, however, is to give no excuses and to just push forward. Continue going and doing what you need to do and figure out how to get there. For me, I have my moments. I have my moments where I do come up with excuses. I have my moments where I do mess up because it's legitimately, like, quote unquote, not my fault because I just literally couldn't see it or I couldn't concentrate. But I realize that if I continue to use that as a weakness, as an anchor, I'm never going to get to my full potential and I'm never going to be the person I want to be. I'm going to be the person that I was defined to be, right? I was defined at birth to have ADHD and my visual disability. I did not define the fact that it will affect me in a negative way. I still have the power to take that and control my perspective and become the person I want to be alongside those obstacles. And that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I need to do. And I haven't been able to do that for a while because it's so easy for me to fall under the carpet, more or less, and for me to be walked over in the sense that I get stuck and I get in a routine and I get calm and I'm like, oh, nothing's wrong. It's just a mistake. But then it catches up and then one day it's a big mistake. And that's what usually happens. So I need to be hard on myself. And I think when someone is struggling with a disability or something like that, you need to be hard on yourself. You weren't born like everyone else. You've been given a challenge. Fight that challenge, win that challenge. You can do that. And it's going to be hard. And that's one thing I have to say as well. It's definitely been very difficult in certain ways, you know, explaining to people like, hey, like, I didn't do this intentionally. I honestly just, you know, my things got the better of me. Take responsibility for this. How can I do better? Most of the time people don't get it. And I never really expect people to get it because they're not me. And I won't get what they do fully because I'm not them. But I really pray that people continue to give me compassion because I genuinely think I'm a good person. But sometimes I'm, you know, misunderstood in certain ways. But I've accepted that. And, you know, I've sometimes had to take a bullet. Like, I've sometimes had to, you know, fail at things and not do things well because, you know, I of my things. And, you know, sometimes life isn't fair, right? But I realize that I've gotten far and I can get further when I take responsibility for my shit and I take responsibility for my mistakes and I get past it and I get through it and I use it as my strength. So again, I can go on for hours about this, and I could tell you all the things I've messed up because there's a long list of it and there's probably going to be a longer list in my life. But I could tell you that the time after time again, the moments I had grit, the moments I had pushed through and I said, you know what? No, I'm going to take this class. It's going to be difficult. I may fail at it. A lot of times I did fail at certain classes, but I'm going to take it. Oh, I'm going to take this job. Oh, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go do all this. And yeah, it's going to be hard to concentrate, to see, but I'll do it. And, you know, don't let anyone else tell you that you can't, because you will have people who say, like, hey, maybe you should do this instead. Maybe you should do that instead. No, you didn't want an easy life. You want a difficult life so you can get far and you can be accomplished and you can get things done. Don't take the easy route because it's easy. Take the hard route because it will bring things in life that in the end of the day will make life a lot easier, right? And that's not to say to break your back, right? Like, don't, like, I also know there are moments in my life where I say, like, hey, like, I don't think this is a good fit for me because of my situation. Don't lie to yourself. But if there's a way, if there's a will, there's a way. And if there's a way, then there's a way, there's an end. And the end is you getting it done. So that's why it's important to really recognize that if there is a way for you to do it, then do it. If there really isn't a way to do it, like, I'm not going to tell myself that I'm going to go be a race car driver because I can't drive. It's not safe for me. But if there's a way to do certain things, like, you know, when I'm in now sales, figure out a way to do it. Figure it out. You know, life is so easy when you come up with excuses because you could just give an excuse for everything. But life becomes hard because easy is not easy. Easy gets hard. So, again, take a deep breath. That's what I do. And look at the bigger picture. You know, you're going to make a mistake. Going to make another mistake probably. But you got to get back up and continue going. And not let your circumstances hold you back. But let yourself take responsibility and push you forward. And let yourself push yourself forward because you deserve it. And I know you can. So again, I'm talking to myself, but I'm also talking to you guys, and I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Hope to talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.